Under attack today from international terrorists on a scale that made it more an act of war. The center of New York is still smoldering with America's two tallest buildings in ruins.
My name is Kim Lee and I'm a celebrity makeup artist.
I was in New York on my way home from a photo shoot. Radio played a huge, huge part in my assurance and knowing that what the issues were, what exactly was going on. It was probably one of the most, I think, the most updated sources of information. Because, you know, as information was coming down the pike, we were hearing it firsthand. And so they tuned into the radio at all times. And it was very helpful for me to kind of know what was going on. Just left the World Trade Center. I had a photo shoot just two blocks away from World Trade. And I remember the photographer that I worked with, he lost everything. Thank God he was still alive and able to tell, along with several of my friends being affected by that as well, losing their jobs, family members, friends, and loved ones. It was just a very, very helpless, very, very scary time for me.
If I had to describe my emotional state on 9/11, to be honest, I don't consider myself to be a whiner at all, but I did shed a tear because the sense of hopelessness that I felt at that time, the understanding that people could harm one another like this at such a massive level, it just really touched me emotionally. And that happened on 9/11. Yes, I did cry.
My death was meant to be. 9/11. 11 years later.
And there will be memorials and other services held at the sites of the planes going down today.
Chris, you were in D.C.?
I was in D.C., man. You talk about scary. I was, and I just listened to the brother talking about how he didn't know that people could harm each other like that. That's how I was.
Yeah.
My wife woke me up. I was on vacation that week from D.C. radio. My wife woke me up and says, turn on the TV. A plane just flew into the World Trade. So I woke up. And I said, man, then the second one hit. I said, man, there's an air traffic controller that's going to get fired. I thought it was like error.
Yeah.
You know, I thought it was tower error. And then she was like, she looked at me like I'm crazy. She said, that's a terrorist attack.
Because
I said,
it's
impossible.
Inconceivable.
And then when it hit the Pentagon?
It's impossible. When it hit the Pentagon, that's when I don't know. I just felt like we were all under attack. I was in my house and felt like any minute now bombs were going to start dropping on us.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we were all terrified down here.
Yeah.